Good morning. Welcome to Fountain of Life Ministries, your daily inspirational. May the Lord be praised and honored and glorified this morning in your hearts for his goodness, for that which he hath done and is doing. May you be blessed today as you hear the word of God and go forth as a plant, a tree planted by the waters. We have so many things to be thankful for in our lives, and so many things that happen, and some feel positive and some feel negative. Some feel hard. Some things are hard to go through, and I'm reminded of a child. Maybe he's riding his bicycle and he falls down and scruffs his knee pretty bad. Hurts, painful, and he starts yelling, but half of the yell is looking for one of his parents to comfort him, or maybe an older sibling. And somehow through this tender compassion from the parent, half of his pain is delivered from him, because somebody cares. Someone wants to put maybe some salve on the wound and the child is somewhat comforted, still going through the fall, but at least somebody cares. Picture another little boy doing the same thing, falling off his bike. Scuffs himself pretty bad. And instead of getting that tenderness, he gets told, "Should have watched out. Can't you ride a bike?" And that's his normal response, so he don't expect a whole lot more. But oh, in his heart, he loved to be nurtured. But in his daily life, as he has experienced in years gone by, the coldness is all he receives. Comforted. He wants to be comforted. And I want to read some verses here in Isaiah 40. And I want us to meditate this morning on some things God has done that you may be comforted. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. In other words, tell her that her warfare is accomplished and her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be made into a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord have spoken it. Part of what's being spoken here is it's a prophecy of foretelling of John the Baptist coming. And God is trying to comfort his people, make straight, making straight the paths, making level the plain and the valleys and the mountains and the rough places. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. This morning, as you consider the tenderness of God, his desire to make your path straight, to comfort you, there's so many possibilities in your life, so many, who knows what you're facing, but he does. He knows. Verse 6 says, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and the wilderness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Truly, truly our flesh is as grass. Your life is as a vapor. But O Zion, the word of God shall stand forever. That brings good tidings to thee. Get thee up to the high mountain, O Jerusalem. That brings forth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand. His arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Here are a few words of comfort. Like a shepherd who cares for his sheep, he takes it easy on those who have just had young. He's nurturing them, making sure they're not being overdone, carrying the lambs, gathering them, feeding the flock like a shepherd. So today, if you need comfort, you're going to have to go to the source of comfort. For your flesh truly is as grass. Your days are numbered, yet not without measure. There's a purpose in your life today. There's a desire for God to draw you close, to nurture you, to make you feel in one with him. Christ in you, the hope of glory, who hath been his counselor, who hath instructed him, who taught him. the nations as a drop to him, and are counted as small dust of a balance. Behold, he take up the islands as a very little thing. No one besides him, no one hath done as great things. If you're bound this morning by sin, be comforted. Turn to the Lord and be comforted. He shall give you power, and you shall reign with him over the powers of darkness. Lord, help us. May you have your thoughts today be clear and free, comforted in the Holy Ghost. May God bless you there.